Kunstradio. Radiokunst. Kunstradio.
Radio.
Kunstradio.
Kunstradio.
Kunstradio.at.
Genau dort finden Sie Informationen zur heutigen Sendung, zu der Sie Hans Greuß herzlich begrüßt. Heute hören Sie vier der insgesamt sechs Finalisten und daraus das Gewinnerstück des Prix Palmer aus Akustika. Diesen klingenden Namen trägt der Preis für Soundart und Radiokunst, der jährlich von der Ars Acoustica Gruppe der Europäischen Rundfunkvereinigung EBU vergeben wird. Der Prix Palmer Ars Acoustica ist also so etwa der Song Contest der Radiokunst. 21 Einreichungen gab es, aus unterschiedlichen europäischen Ländern übrigens insgesamt. Eingereicht wurde von den Radiostationen selbst. Wir beginnen mit einem Finalisten, Decentric Press von Iron Chambers. Unsere Kollegen vom Westdeutschen Rundfunk haben uns einen Waschzettel zu diesem Industrial-Stück zukommen lassen und in dem steht: Welche Sounds eines Landes können als wahrhaftig eingeboren bezeichnet werden? Und welche unserer Sounds sind im Begriff verloren zu gehen? Welche haben wir bereits verloren? Ein bahnbrechendes EU-Projekt will Europas typische Klänge bewahren, bevor sie für immer weg sind. Work with Sounds macht Aufnahmen von gefährdeten oder verschwindenden Klängen einer Industriegesellschaft, auch solche Klänge, die man zu bewahren versucht. Bis September 2015 wurden zumindest 600 Klänge an ihren Orten aufgenommen. Iron Chambers hat in Zusammenarbeit mit dem LWL Industriemuseum in Dortmund die in Deutschland aufgenommenen Klänge genommen und daraus ein Stück konkreter Musik geschaffen. Jene Klänge, die meist als Lärm empfunden werden, sind hier in ihrer Musikalität zu hören. Sie hören einen Ausschnitt dieses Finalistenstücks.
Thank you.
Das war ein längerer Ausschnitt aus The Eccentric Press von Ian Chambers, eingereicht für den Prix Palmer als Akustiker vom Westdeutschen Rundfunk. Als zweites hören Sie heute im Kunstradio Litany von Bernard Clark, eingereicht vom Irischen Rundfunk. Der Künstler schreibt über das Stück. Trotz jahrzehntelanger Initiativen und Millioneninvestitionen in Behandlung, Antidrogenkampagnen und die Gründung dutzender Recherchegruppen steigt das Heroinproblem stetig an, wie soziale und medizinische Studien in Dublin heute verlautbaren. Litany ist eine Soundart-Interpretation von zwei Gedichten des Dubliner Poeten Carl Parkinson. Er ist in den heroinverseuchten Kreisen der Stadt aufgewachsen und hat das Sterben von Freunden dokumentiert, aber auch mit Drogen in Zusammenhang stehende Mordfälle, den Aufstieg der Drogenkartelle und das absolute Elend, das Gemeinschaften erfahren. Ich habe seine Arbeit bei einer Dichterlesung gehört, habe ihn kontaktiert und seine Lesungen aufgenommen. Das Stück wuchs aus einem Hundebellen, das ich mit verschiedenen Synthesizern bearbeitet habe. Karls Lesung habe ich eingewebt und viele Ortsklänge, Samples und Reportagen aus dem Radioarchiv auf dieses dunkle Skelett gehängt. Ich wollte die dunkle, heroinbraunen Seiten der modernen Stadt zeigen, ihre unablässige Verdorbenheit und unerbitterliche Gewalttätigkeit. Die Stadtpolitiker haben aufgegeben, schreibt eben Bernard Clark im Begleittext zum Stück. Litany wurde im Programm Nova des Senders RTE Lyric FM ausgestrahlt. Das ist Irlands öffentlich-rechtlicher Hörfunk mit einem Schwerpunkt auf Musik und Kunst. Dauer 12 Minuten, 17 Sekunden.
We deal in dreams.
At me, then he got the flap and put his hand over my mouth so I wouldn't scream. So when he went up to bed, I was putting roach pen in his mouth and kept spitting the milk with the drunk. Every time he was breathing, he was popping out of his mouth. I was down. I wasn't able for the man. Because I was terrified. At 9 o'clock at night, I'd walk, and that child would tell you, I'd walk from one end of the floor to the other crying.
Pipes and walks, green spit, smiles full of broken teeth. Drug talk, floats and ward balloons. Dusty mountains of heroin, shivering junkies with purple stained arms climb them. When they get to the top, they plant a giant syringe with a Jolly Roger flag on it, place their grey hands on their hearts and sing a Lou Reed song. When I'm rushing, I'm out run, and I feel just like Jesus' son.
children as young as 10 dabbling in drugs, and the most up-to-date figures on the increase in drugs-related deaths suggesting an 8% increase nationally and a 50% increase in the Dublin area.
60 people have been arrested in Dublin, Cork and Wexford as part of an investigation into drug dealing. The arrests follow a six-month investigation into the supply of heroin, cocaine and other drugs.
I wouldn't agree with the premise that heroin will be back in the same street tomorrow. Certainly not. There will certainly be an absence of heroin for the foreseeable future.
Parties and towers a 1,000 feet high, filled with ugly spirited people snorting lines of coke as long as Naomi Campbell's legs. Hateful boil. Men with necks like bulls and huge biceps howl while they fuck women with ridiculously oversized fake breasts and diamond studded clits to the beat of formulaic ultra commercial hip hop and R&B. Bottles of beer and all wearing white Nike trainers and fat gold chains with little golden shotguns on them. Seize on a couple, they beat the guy, rape the girl, kicks, punches, laughter, blades shine in the glow of streetlights, blood flows gently to the sewer. The whole thing is filmed on mobile phones and posted on YouTube. 1,000 hits in one day. The rain pours, it has not stopped for 6 months.
The bodies of the two latest victims of the country's gangland and gun culture were this afternoon removed from the house at Scribblestown Park in Finglas, where they were brutally murdered this morning.
Two Dublin youths went looking for a fight and are both liable for attacking one German student and murdering another.
Million TV sets all tuned to the same show. Death row, pardon the final. Will it be convicted serial rapist Joey the Freak Taylor? Or everybody's favourite six-time murderer, little Stevie Jones?
I like Stevie better, hon, don't you? He's got nice eyes.
Shut up, Martha, I'm trying to watch the show.
One will walk the line, the other will walk free. All they have to do is beat the other guy to death.
Cannibals cook organs for romantic candlelit dinners. Those kidneys sure taste good in hot sauce. Hundreds of pregnant teenage girls march through the street shouting, abortion, abortion, we want abortion. A 60-stone man is wedged in the doorway of Burger King, frothing at the mouth, one arm stretched out, panting. Must have Whopper meal. A bunch of kids are throwing flyers at him and singing a song. Fatso, fatso, fatty fat, fatso, you're a fat, fatso. Fatso, fatso, fatty fat, fatso, you're a fat, fatso. Naked bodies and Hindu contortions high on crystal Caravaggios and green ecstasy. Wild new super fast music and packed out clubs where necrophiliacs dance the tango naked with corpses. A frenzy of sweat and grind and meat of overhyped hedonists tripping on the God pill. Over water shortage, police wield their batons, tear gas cloud covers the draconian nightmare, hordes of vagrants moaning for change, dying for a cigarette, lanes filled with gangs of drunks sleeping in puddles of piss and vomit, and the rain pours. Mozart's Requiem in D minor plays dangerously loud as police tanks with flashlights mounted on top patrol the wet streets looking for anyone to step out of line. Dome that surrounds millionaires' paradise stands like Goliath before his fall, and the poets and the saints are all weeping into their new extra happy meals and trendy slimline laptops, and the rain falls softly now.
Litany von Bernard Clarke, eingereicht zum Prix Palma Ars Acoustica, dem Song Contest der Radiokunst und experimentellen Radiogestaltung vom irischen Rundfunk. Wir nähern uns dem Siegerinnenstück. Zuvor noch ein weiterer Finalist. Totenklage von Jaromir Tülpt und Dirk Hülstrunk. Auch zu diesem Stück gibt es einen Beipackzettel des tschechischen Rundfunks. Dort steht: 100 Jahre nach der Eröffnung des Cabaret Voltaire senden wir, recht prosaisch, ein Aggregat von Gedichten von Hugo Ball, einem der Gründer der Dada-Bewegung, in den Äther. Totenklage ist eines von 6 Klanggedichten von Hugo Ball. Aufnahmen dieser Gedichte wurden dank der Zusammenarbeit des tschechischen Autors und Performers Jaromír Tülpt und dem deutschen Dichter und Performer Dirk Hülstrunk, der im Frühwinter 2015 Gastkünstler des Prager Literaturhauses war, angefertigt. Die Aufnahmen wurden im Zuge der Vorbereitungen einer umfassenden vierteiligen Avantgarde-Kabarett-Suite mit dem Titel Ball on Air gemacht, die erstmals am 17. Jänner 2016 im Zuge des Euroradio Ars Acoustica Special Evenings zum Arts Birthday in der Nationalgalerie Prag zur Aufführung gekommen ist. Wie die Gründer der Dada-Bewegung den Namen angeblich gefunden hatten, indem sie mit einem Taschenmesser in ein Wörterbuch gestochen haben, so wird hier mit diesem Konzept experimentiert. Das Gedicht Totenklage ist ein Stich in den Radioäther. Dauer 7 Minuten 3 Sekunden.
O-A-O-T-R-I-U-A-U-O-T-R-I-U-A-U-O-T-R-I-U-A-U-O-T-R-I-U-A-U-O-T-R-I-U-A-U-O-T-R-I-U-A-U-O-T-R-I-U-A-U-O-T-R-I-U-A-U-O-T-R-I-U-A-U-O-T-R-I-U-A-U-O-T-R-I-U-A-U-O-T-R-I-U-A-U-O-T-R-I-U-A-U-O-T-R-I-U-A-U-O-T-R-I-U-A-U-O-T-R-I-U-A-U-O-T-R-I-U-A-U-O-T-R-I-U-A-U-O-T-R-I-U-A-U-O-T-R-I-U-A-U-O-T-R-I-U-A-U-O-T-R-I-U-A-U-O-T-R-I-U-A-U-O-T-R-I-U-A-U-O-T-R-I-U-A-U-O-T-R-I-U-A-U-O-T-R-I-U- Gagu. Blaga.
Kaka.
Kaka. Kaka.
Kaka.
Om.
Totenklage von Jaromír Tülpt und Dirk Hülstrink, eingereicht vom Tschechischen Rundfunk zum Prix Palma Ars Acoustica. Und jetzt die Gewinnerin. In der Erklärung der Jury, die heuer in Galway in Irland tagte, heißt es: Anna Raimondos Radiostück Me, My English and All the Languages of My Life ist eine spielerische Erkundung von Akzenten, die akustisch Identität transportieren. Die Jury würdigte die komplexe formale Struktur des Stücks sowie den natürlichen Tonfall menschlicher Stimmen in dieser sorgfältigen Mischung autobiografischer und kompositorischer Konstrukte. Während der Ton humorvoll ist, bietet das Stück einen Anlass für tiefere Reflexion über die Produktion von Klang und Bedeutung. In den vergangenen Jahren ist Anna Raimondo in der Welt der Radiokunst als inspirierendes Talent aufgefallen. Sie hat in der Beschäftigung mit Sound- und Radiosprache ihre eigene künstlerische Sprache entwickelt. Ein wunderbar einvernehmendes Hörerlebnis von der ersten bis zur letzten Minute. So eben die Juryerklärung. Eingereicht wurde das Stück vom Belgischen Rundfunk. Meine Damen und Herren, die Gewinnerin des Prix Palma Ars Acoustica 2016, Anna Raimondo, mit Me, My English and All the Languages of My Life.
Me.
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 Now, round it more. Make it doughy. Me.
Me.
Not me. Okay? Take it away from being the nasal and give it more air and more space at the back. Put it back a little bit here. Me.
Me.
Mm.
Mm.
E.
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 Yes.
Oh. E. Oh.
Me.
Me.
I.
Oh.
I. And then you drop down your palate.
Me. Me.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Like you're breathing a bouquet of flowers. Me.
Me.
Yes!
Okay.
So, my.
My.
Ma.
My.
Mamma mia.
Mamma. My.
My. Yes.
My.
Yes.
My.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sh. Sh. Li. Sh. Gule de.
Gule sh.
Li.
Sh.
English.
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 Li. Sh. 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 Ingli.
Sh.
English.
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 English. No, ear, I cannot. In, I get it.
Yeah, in. Yeah. Like, put it in your mouth and enjoy the NG.
No,
no.
English.
Yes, but not sh. Le sh. Le sh.
Like this.
English.
In. English. No.
Yeah, nearly. Yeah.
So it's like
English.
English.
Can you do a white noise sound? Yes. That's how it is. English.
Okay. English.
Yes.
English. No.
Yes.
Ah, yes?
Better. Yeah.
English.
Yes.
English. Okay.
Yes.
English.
Yes.
English. Okay. So it's me.
Yes.
Me, my English, and all the language.
All.
All.
Yes.
All.
Yes.
All. Okay.
Yes.
Me, my English, and all the languages. The languages
of
me, my English, and all
open your mouth.
Okay.
Me, my English, and all the languages of my life.
Ho 34 anni e 4 lingue mi abitano. Italian è il mio accento napoletano. Neapolitan accent si attacca a tutte le parole che pronuncio, in tutte le lingue che parlo. È la mia appartenenza, my accent, la mia identità.
It's part of my identity. What would happen if the same voice did change accent?
Thanks.
No worries.
I normally dream in Italian, svegliarsi in francese, wake up speaking in French,
lavorare in spagnolo,
and during the day I also work in Spanish and English.
There's a section on accent somewhere.
Ah, English accents. Voila.
Zuppa di lingua. Every day I feel immersed and swim around in a soup of languages. Lingue.
Ah. Ah. Uh-huh, number one is ah.
The task was the last,
the past master
the
could grasp.
Rasta
but one can't mark
grasp,
his charm harmfully.
One can mark his charm harmfully.
Yeah, okay. So, one can't, aren't, can't.
One can't. Ogni giorno
one,
mi sento immersa.
One,
e nuoto
can't.
In una zuppa di lingue.
Can't.
If there was a linguistic muscle, I could say that I'm a muscular person.
Master.
Master.
Not er, but master.
Master.
No, ah. Master.
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 It's an ah sound at the end of master.
It's super complicated. This one. It's like I have to say master.
Yeah.
Master.
Yeah, but no. We don't. We say master.
Master.
No, because master.
Master.
No. No, master.
The R, you then do not pronounce it. Master.
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 Nearly. Master. Ah.
Master.
Ah.
Master. Ah.
Yeah.
Master. Master.
Master. Resta. Think of resta.
Resta.
Master. Oh.
Okay, resta, master.
Yes! Good, okay.
task. Good. Was the last. That the past. That the past. Now what's your that?
Because I say that and that.
Yeah, exactly.
The task was the last that the past master could grasp, but one can't mark his charm harmfully.
Okay. So,
ma che significa? What does it mean? I associate each language with a pair of shoes. French is a pair of black ballet pumps. I feel light and elegant while speaking it. English is a pair of white gym shoes. I feel I run through concepts in this language. Spanish is a pair of sensual sandals, a language of exhibition and skin. Italian is a pair
pantofole
of comfortable and beautiful slippers. I feel at home and safe with its vocabulary.
Sometimes when you're singing songs, it also helps, you know, you, you get the accent to mimic somebody. And maybe, I don't know, I was thinking of artists and songs and accents that could be useful. Do you know any of the Eurythmic songs?
Of course, Sweet Dreams Are Made Of These.
Exactly, yeah. Because Annie Lennox's voice is quite good in that regard, you know. It's easy to listen to her accent and it's good to mimic.
Okay, I'm going to.
Yeah, good.
Sweet dreams are made of these. Who am I to disagree? I traveled the world and the seven seas. Everybody is looking for something. Some of them want to use you. Some of them want to get used by you. Some of them want to abuse you. Some of them want to be abused.
Speaking one language rather than another is to me a form of teleportation.
Keep your head up. Hold your head up. Keep your head up. Moving on. Hold your head up. Moving on. Keep your head up. Moving on. Hold your head up. Keep your head up.
Each language takes me to different places and times.
Italian. No, not too much. Italian, you know. No. Italian. Very good.
Italian. Italiano. 1981. It was born with me in Naples.
Naples.
Mamma. With the very first word I articulated. Mamma.
Mamma.
English. 1992.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was.
It was.
Okay, it was.
Yeah.
It was officially my first foreign language. It makes me think back to all the rock bands I listened to when I was an adolescent.
Adolescent.
Spanish.
Español.
2004.
2004.
My first experience of living alone abroad in Madrid. The pleasure to learn the sound of a new letter.
Letter.
The pleasure to learn the sound of a new letter.
Letter.
The pleasure to learn the sound of a new letter.
Riuscirò ad avere l'accento
britannico? Will I be able to get the right accent? The pleasure to learn. The pleasure to learn the sound of a new letter. The Jota.
Jaime baja la jauna. Jaime baja la jauna.
French.
2008.
The language of my longest love relationship. So I learned French because I was in love with a French speaker. Actually, in French.
I have a specific know-how
in making love declarations.
Good. Very good. 2 seconds to go. There's the bell.
Yay.
Yay.
I love you.
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 Okay.
Let's think about love. Saying I love you makes me think of a cheap stuffed animal
with a red heart
in the middle that you can push to hear I love you.
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 I love you. And which is the Italian way to say it?
I love you.
Je t'aime. Je t'aime. The sound of je t'aime in French makes me think
je t'aime.
Slippery territory in which you can easily fall down.
Je t'aime.
Te amo in Spanish makes me think of something round.
Te amo.
And this could be a vicious cycle.
Te amo.
Ti amo.
Te
in
amo.
Italian, resonates like a dive in a deep blue sea.
Ti amo.
Now, don't forget, the idea is to keep this egg in your mouth. It makes you open your mouth more.
And open that's your...
Oh.
Open my mouth.
Open
my mouth.
Open your mouth much more to have the egg inside so you feel like you've got a lot of space.
Okay.
And think about the posh ladies.
Okay. Posh soul. Okay, so.
What is the latest from your raging Romeo? If it's of interest, I haven't heard anything from him since you and I last met.
Oh. If it's your interest...
If it's of interest, I haven't heard anything from him since you and I last met.
I haven't heard. If it's in your interest, I haven't heard.
I haven't heard anything from him since you and I...
I haven't heard something I...
Your raging Romeo. If it's of interest, I haven't heard anything from him since you...
I haven't heard something about you.
In Italian, my tongue twists, and I feel like I'm singing. In French, I had to unlearn to roll the R. And leave the mouth half closed when I want to sound less Italian. Si ton 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 tor ton ton ton, ton 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 sera tenu. Anyway, I always feel in love when I'm speaking French. In Spanish, I should let glimpse my tongue between the teeth. See, don't see. A fun exercise to feel uninhibited. In English, I should think to have an egg in my mouth. While I don't feel sexy, at least I can feel clever.
What is the latest from your raging Romeo? If it's of interest, I haven't heard anything from him since you and I last met.
If it's an interest, I haven't heard you anything from you since our last met.
Oh, how disappointing.
Oh, how disappointing.
Hello, darling.
It's all like this. You've got toffee in your mouth. You know, chew, 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 open, 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 and elongate.
Yeah.
Well done. Well, you've made a major improvement, I must say. So how do you feel about that?
Actually, my major problem is the E.
Yes,
I feel I'm able
to travel from one language to another. But to be honest, my accent resists, persists, and follows me, no matter the language I'm speaking.
Come see, I like starting smiling.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay. Apple.
Yeah.
Accent.
Yeah.
So I have to think about starting smiling.
Like, yeah.
Okay.
Very good.
My name is Anna Raimondo. My name is Anna Raimondo. In French, they call me Anna Raimondo. Anna Raimondo. In Spanish, Anna Raimondo. Anna Raimondo. In English, Anna Raimondo.
Anna Raimondo.
In Italian, I repeat, I am Anna Raimondo.
I am Anna Raimondo.
Only one N,
two N
for the name Anna.
Anna.
And this is my accent when I speak English.
Das war das Gewinnerstück des Prix Palmer Ars Acoustica 2016. Me, My English and All the Languages of My Life von Anna Raimondo. Danke an Anna Socek für die Mitarbeit an der Sendung. Hans Kreuz wünscht
da, 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 da.